Thank you, Chair. We were happy to receive your revised draft of the conclusions and recommendations yesterday evening, and they reflected a number of constructive proposals, including some of our own, so thank you for that. We also welcome the incorporation of an additional guiding principle, although we regret the fact that we were not able to have sufficient time to conclude deliberations on more additional guiding principles. And we hope to see this lack of time reflected in this group's mandate for next year. And having said that, the Netherlands can generally support the package of conclusions and recommendations as circulated by you, although we have a slight number of modifications to put forward right now. In response to some of the suggestions that were made to remove the references to international law and only focus on IHL, we want to note that law should be in compliance with international law per se, including IHL, but not necessarily limited to it. We consider human rights law relevant to our discussions as well, and this was also reflected in the chapeau of the 10 guiding principles, so we hope to see it reflected in your paper as well. With respect to the reference to requirements and principles of IHL in several paragraphs in this paper, including 16A and G, we would like to clarify that, in our view, humanity and military necessity form the general basis of IHL, and the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precaution are the substantial IHL rules in which this balance between humanity and military necessity can be found. So we would welcome some streamlining on this language in the relevant paragraphs in the paper. Furthermore, we would also like to emphasize our preference to retain paragraph 16K in response to some proposals that were made to delete this paragraph. And in fact, we had wanted to propose a slight modification to the phrase that was added to this paragraph in the version circulated yesterday. We proposed to replace the part that reads, and I quote, "which significantly deviate from the use of existing weapon systems," and to replace it with "which significantly alters the effects of the system on its subject or environment, or alters its basic functioning," since this, in our view, forms a more objective measure than what was suggested. The Netherlands would also not be in favor of shortening paragraphs 17, 19, and 21, and moving this to a chair summary, because agreeing on areas for further work in this report will provide guidance for our group next year. And we also want to reiterate what was said by others regarding the agreement and endorsement of the guiding principles, since this does not constitute the finalization of our work. They offer a basis for future work without prejudicing the outcome beforehand. Thank you.